It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. If you're, of course, 94WIP, our YouTube page, check it out there. Ton of great video content going up every single day. All right, today, I wanted to dive into how to bet the 2024 Phillies. I have my FanDuel account open right now. I love a lot about betting on FanDuel. A couple things that are my favorite, the futures market, both the NFL and Major League Baseball. The last couple days, it's like I'm cramming now. It's like a big exam is coming. I'm getting all my win totals in, future bets in, and I've got a whole bunch of possible future bets on the Phillies. I want to run past you guys. I'll tell you where I would lean on them. Some big picture futures that I like, and some smaller props that I think you get in on and get some good value on. All right, let's start big picture with how good the team could be, and then we'll get to some smaller level things like props. I think the Phillies are going to be really good. I believe the Phillies have a legitimate chance to win the National League East, to go deep in the postseason. The Phillies have the bones of a championship team, as we've seen the last couple seasons. We'll see what they do in July to add to this. But my feeling today, 2 days before the season opener, before opening day against the Braves, is the Phillies will not stop where they are right now. If they are having a good season, they will invest more and they will add what is necessary this time to go win the World Series. I thought the last two seasons they didn't do that. As much as they had great success, I think they looked at it as it was the beginning of their run 2 years ago. And then last year, you know, they had a really good spot to make a wild card, but really had no chance to win the division. And I think they made piecemeal moves the last couple years to get themselves into the postseason, to make sure they were there and ready for the postseason. They didn't make the big move to get over the top in either of the last two Julys. I believe this July they will. Does that dictate a little bit of how I feel about some of these futures? It does, because I'm bullish on the Phillies realizing that they have to strike while the iron's hot. This is their moment. Here is what I have in front of me here. FanDuel Sportsbook is where I always get my lines, where I bet, and they've got a ton. I mean, right now you could go on and they have team markets, they have player markets, they have futures markets, the whole thing. Let's start with the big picture stuff. The Phillies are 15-1 to win the World Series. I'm going to make that bet. I like the Phillies at 15-1. Now, if you give me a 4-1, I'm probably not going to make the bet. But at 15-1, I think the number more than matches the talent, their path to the postseason. Now, the NL path looks a little bit more challenging than it did last year. I don't think there will be a Marlins in the postseason. I think the underbelly of the National League is a little bit better than it was last year. You could see, you know, maybe six teams at 90 wins or 88 to 90 wins rather than the 83, 84 kind of win team. So will it be a more challenging field? Yes, but I believe that Phillies have a legitimate chance to win the World Series. I like the number 15-1. You know, you look at some power rankings right now and the Phillies, some people think they're the third best team in all of baseball. They just happen to be in a league that has two of the other best teams, so the Dodgers and the Braves. I've seen some power rankings have 1, 2, 3, Dodgers, Braves, Philly. So I'll take the 15-1. If they get there, they certainly can win the World Series. With that, of course, 8-1 to win the National League. I like that number. To reach the NLCS, plus 350, if you want to hedge a little bit and say, I don't know if they're going to beat both the Braves and Dodgers if they have to do it that way. Well, if they beat one, it's a plus 350 to get to the NLCS. To win the NL East is plus 330. And I mentioned this last week when we were down in Clearwater. I'm picking the Phillies officially to win the National League East. I believe the Braves are going to take a step back. I believe the Braves, a lot of them had career years last year. I don't believe Matt Olson's going to hit 54 home runs again. They also all played a lot last year. I think their regulars, you know, pretty much all played over 140 games. Even guys that maybe missed a little bit of time. It was like 138, 139. I mean, the Braves posted every day. The Phillies obviously had more injury issues with Bryce Harper missing a full month and then not being able to play first base until the middle of the summer. The Phillies were like a team in transition almost all of last year. Atlanta was not. Now that feels like it's about to even out a little bit here, where the Braves are certainly not in transition, but they're a little bit older. Will they be as healthy? I doubt it. That pitching rotation has aged. The last time Chris Sale pitched a full season, you know, it was, I think, 2017. It's been a very long time since he was able to do something like that. Charlie Morton is 40 now. I don't know if they're going to last the full year, and then you have to kind of recalibrate what you have. Okay, Spencer Strider is an enormous pitcher, a great pitcher. I respect the heck out of Spencer Strider. Can't wait for opening day Wheeler Strider, but he also hasn't been banged up yet either in his young career. You throw that hard for that long, how long can you keep going? So I'm going to fade the Braves a little bit this year. I think they're going to be under their win total. I believe the Phillies will be right there with them. I like the number at FanDuel Sportsbook, plus 330 for the Phillies to win the National League East. Okay, so there's the big picture futures on the team. NL champs is 8-1. World Series champs 15-1. Reach the NLCS plus 350, win the NL East plus 330. I will sprinkle something on all of those because I think they're all in play for the Phillies. Now, with that, before we get to some player props, the win total is 89.5. We saw 2 years ago they did win 87 and win the pennant. But if you're with me on some of these bets, specifically, if you're with me on the Phillies to win the NL East, let's be real about this. You're going to have to go over 89.5 to do it. But sometimes you could correlate these futures here. If you're with me that the Phillies have a legitimate chance to win the division and you think they either can or will win the division, then you might as well throw something on the over 89.5. That win total feels very light to me. It feels like a little bit of a hedge for the book on some of the track record of some of these Phillies rather than what we know they can do. And I'll get to Castellanos, I'll get to Turner in a minute. But I look at it as they were a 90-win team last year that didn't really get going until August. What can they be this year? The schedule is light early. I think they'll get off to a better start. This looks to me like a 94-win baseball team. That's what it looks like to me. 94 wins is the number I have in my head right now. As we enter the season, I think they could get up to 96 if they push and things go right and they are right there to win the division, because I think that 94 to 96 range is what it's going to take to win the NL East. I'm going to peg them at 94. I'm taking the over 89.5 for wins for the Phillies. All right, let's get to some players here, because there's some really interesting player props out there for the Phillies right now. Let's go to Cy Young first. Two guys, obviously, we can look at and have a conversation about. Number one is Zach Wheeler at 9-1. Now, the numbers on Zach Wheeler are obviously tremendous and worthy of the consideration to be the NL Cy Young guy. I mean, a 5.44 strikeout to walk, 192 innings last year, and you got to be about 180 now, 180 to 200 gets you in the conversation to win a Cy Young. Zach Wheeler last year, his fielding independent pitching was 3.15. He outperformed he underperformed in terms of his ERA. He actually pitched better visually, statistically, analytically than his ERA. I think he could drop back down into the upper twos, low three for ERA, and that gets you in the mix. There's also a chance here, and this happens sometimes with awards, where it becomes almost a lifetime achievement award or a career achievement award. You know, Wheeler probably should have won it in 2021. Corbin Burns took the award. It wouldn't shock me if Wheeler's having a big-time season if the voters want to give it to him. Now, Strider's the favorite. I believe Strider should be the favorite. He could strike out 300 batters. He's going to be the fastest ever to 500 strikeouts. Strider's an incredible pitcher. But in the Cy Young market, all you need is one injury. You need one six-week stint on the IL, and it's open for the favorite, I mean. And I look at Strider as the favorite. After that, I think it's pretty open in the National League. I'm not seeing someone that's like, oh my goodness gracious, he's definitely going to win it. I like Logan Webb. We'll see. You know, contact pitchers, guys that don't strike out an enormous amount of batters, rely on their defense. You know, it could fluctuate a little bit year to year with a guy like Logan Webb. I like him, though. He's a good pitcher. We'll see if Yamamoto delivers. Not a good first start. Dylan Cease now in San Diego. There's some good guys. Lizardo with Miami. I mean, we could go through the NL. There's some good pitchers. Zach Gallen in Arizona. But Zach Wheeler is as good as any of them. 9-1. I like that number on Zach Wheeler. Now, Aaron Nola, 20-1, is an interesting number because if you go to Fangraphs, they project him to have the highest WAR of any starting pitcher in baseball. And a lot of that is obviously the idea of his innings and his durability and strikeouts and all things that Aaron Nola brings to the table. I don't think Nola at 20-1 is a crazy bet because you know you're getting innings and you're getting durability. I'm going to stay away from this bet. I think it's an interesting number, but ultimately last year, we're excusing a lot of what we saw with Aaron Nola for a couple of reasons. One, he pitched better down the stretch, and he showed up in the postseason. And, of course, the pitch clock thing, which we think was in his head to start the season. That all being said, Aaron Nola last year had a fielding independent pitching over 4.03. The last time he had that, it was 2019. The only other time he had that before that was only 13 starts in 2015. So it's been a long time since he had a fielding and a pitching that high. His strikeout number last year dropped below 10 for the first time since 2018. And in fact, his strikeouts per nine in the last 4 years, 12.1, 11.1, 10.3, and now down to 9.4. His strikeout to walk ratio was its worst since 2019. My point on this is there is a chance we're seeing a little bit of a leveling off of Aaron Nola, where he no longer will get the Cy Young consideration. He's had three top 10 votes, 2018, 2020, and 2022. I'm not sure we're going to get that again in 2023. I'm not going to take this one. You go to last year in the NL Cy Young market, Snell, who's now back in the NL with the Giants, Webb, Gallen, Strider, Wheeler, all still in the National League. They're all still there. Now, Corbin Burns is out. That's kind of a big deal. Kodai Senga's hurt. Kind of a big deal. But we add Yamamoto to the mix now. Add Tyler Glass now to the mix now. So the NL has imported some of these guys. And someone's going to pop. I mean, Hunter Green might pop at Cincinnati. Mitch Keller might pop it in Pittsburgh. I'm going to avoid. I got a lot of futures on the Phillies. I'm going to avoid the 20-1 for Aaron Nola for the Cy Young. All right, let's go to some home run props. These are always fun. Bryce Harper's number at FanDuel, over under 30.5 home runs. The Bryce Harper, you know, counting numbers conversation is kind of interesting because we think of October and we think of the impact he's had, but because of injury, he really hasn't had an enormous regular season since 21, right? That's when he won the MVP, 35 home runs. He slashed 309, 429, 615, a 1,044 OPS, a 179 OPS plus. That's his one enormous season in a Phillies uniform. The next closest would be his first year, 35 homers, 114 RBI, 99 walks, a good year, 882 OPS, nothing outstanding. Since then, he's been 962, 1,044 the year he won the MVP, 877 with the elbow slash, you know, broken thumb year in 2022, and then last year, 900 OPS. But it's been the games played. That's been the issue. He hasn't played more than 141 in a season, except his first year here, 157. The games played is the issue. I believe Bryce Harper is going to clear 30 home runs this year. I'm going to bet the over 30.5 on the home run total for Bryce Harper. I think he's going to be in the low 30s this year. Clear this number. The only worry is the back. If the back is good, though, I like Harper over 30.5. Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber, his number is 39.5. I mean, look, 47 last year. The year before, Kyle Schwarber had 46, led the NL. He has had now, in 2 years of Philly, 104 home runs when you count the regular and the postseason. This guy is money. He is as reliable of a power hitter as you're going to find in Major League Baseball. It's an over. It's an over. It's an over. Kyle Schwarber has averaged 41 home runs per 162 games played in his career. If you look at the last 2 years, he's been even better than that. It's averaged 48 per 162. He plays 155, 150-ish. He will clear 40 home runs. I'm betting 39.5 over for Kyle Schwarber. All right, couple of strikeout props, and then we'll get to a couple more interesting ones that I saw over at FanDuel Sportsbook. So, strikeouts, I'm going to play with the theme of the Nola Wheeler conversation. I will bet Wheeler's K's over 187.5. You know, we sat down with Zach Wheeler at spring training last week. If you missed that, check it out. It's in the WIP Daily feed. Hugh Douglas and I were down at spring training and hung out with Zach Wheeler and talked to him, and he lit up. I mean, he was so excited talking about his split finger fastball, how excited he is for this pitch and what it could be. And I think you add that to what he has. He takes care of his body. He looks like he's in great shape. The velocity's still there. I think we have a big-time Zach Wheeler season, Cy Young potential Zach Wheeler season, and he clears 187.5 strikeouts. I'm going to bet the under, though, on Nola's strikeouts. Again, I don't think Nola's about to fall off a cliff. I didn't want to give him 7 years. Ultimately, I'm happy he's back. That all being said, you know, 190.5 strikeouts in terms of Aaron Nola, when you factor in how his strikeout rate has declined the last couple years, he has to get to 32 starts, no doubt, and he has to get to 190 innings, no doubt, to get you to the 190 strikeouts. Let's say his strikeout rate falls to 9.0, right? So it's a strikeout per inning, one strikeout per inning. The only way he clears this is to get to 191 innings. That means if he misses one start, or he has one blow-up where he comes out in the second inning, or he has one thing where he tweaks an ankle and they say, you know what, or it's like a tight hamstring, or, you know, anything, take a start or two off just to get ready for the postseason, you're done. I think because the way I view it is strikeout rate is declining, it's hard to clear this number unless he has perfect health and pitches basically six innings every time. It's a lot to ask. It is a lot to ask. He could do it, but you have no margin for error. I would bet the under on Zach Wheeler, on Aaron Nola's strikeouts, under 190.5. All right, Trey Turner's stolen bases is up at a prop of 28.5. This feels like easy money for the over. I think a lot of people would assume easy money on the over. I would look the other way on this. And this isn't a Joe Giglio being anti-Trey Turner thing. I'm going to present you some numbers here to say why I think this is a little bit of a risky bet. I'm just going to give you Trey Turner's attempts as he's aged in his career, okay? Last year, he had 30 attempts. That's where we're basing this on. He was 30 for 30, perfect at stolen bases. The last 6 years of Trey Turner's career, here are his stolen base attempts per season. 54, 52, 40, 37, 30, and 30. You notice that trend? 6 years ago, he attempted 54 stolen bases in the season, then 52, then 40, then 37, then 30, and then 30. So he's gone from 54 attempts per, in a year, upper 40s, 50 back-to-back years, 54, 52, now down to 30. You have no margin for error. If you bet the over 29.5, you are betting that Trey Turner basically is perfect again stealing bases. I'm not willing to take that risk. Now, could he jump up to 40 attempts again? He could, but the track record says he has not run as much, and he's going to be hitting in front of Bryce Harper, where I think he will run less because he doesn't want to run himself off the base with Bryce Harper up. I think it's a tough number. I would bet the under on stolen bases. This feels like a 27, 28 kind of year out of 31, let's say, out of 30. I mean, he's an all-time base steal in terms of percentage and efficiency, but it's hard. I mean, that's really hard. All right, let me throw one huge prop market long shot at you that I think is fun to end this year as we do our Phillies betting preview. So, I like to look at guy to lead the league in hits, home runs, all that kind of stuff. A couple years ago, I had a 40-1 on Schwarber, and it was a great bet. It was the year Judge and Ohtani, Judge went crazy. But I'm looking at Nick Castellanos. So I don't have the opening day lineup in front of me. I've seen some people guess it's going to be Real Muto batting fourth. Some people like Bohm hitting fourth. I think Castellanos is going to find himself in that four spot a lot. Even if he doesn't and he's six or seven, he's going to be in a lineup with a lot of guys on base. And if he's four, an enormous amount of guys on base between Schwarber and Turner and Harper. Nick Castellanos, right now over at FanDuel, is 120-1 to lead Major League Baseball in runs batted in. He was eighth in the league last year in runs batted in. The difference between him and the number two guy in terms of the number of RBI last year was only 12. So the jump between him and number two was just 12 runs batted in. That's not very much. Now, Matt Olson led the league, had a crazy season. Again, I think Olson will come back to earth. The Braves will come back to earth. It's not going to happen like that. Castellanos is a career 291 hitter with runners in scoring position. He puts the bat on the ball. He gets hits with guys on base. Those doubles he hooks down the left field line all the time with two guys on. It's a couple runs right there. If he gets a bunch of at-bats as the fourth hitter in this lineup, assuming Castellanos stays healthy, I believe Nick Castellanos has a chance to lead Major League Baseball in runs batted in. Now, it's a long shot. Castellanos only had a 112 OPS plus last year. Even in a bounce-back year, he wasn't that good. But he was an all-star. He did knock in 106. He did have 170 hits. And when you put a bunch of guys at base on base in front of him, that leads to some runs. He had 6 sacrifice flies. He had 44 sacrifice flies in his career. He has a knack for knocking runs in. 3 times now, he has had 100 runs batted in a season. If he plays 155 in this lineup, he's probably going to knock in 95 to 105. And if you bat him fourth, which I think they could a lot, he's going to have a lot of traffic on base in front of him. I think it's a fun bet. Castellanos, 120 to 1 to lead baseball in RBI. So here they are, the Phillies futures over at FanDuel. NL champs, 8 to 1. World Series champs, 15 to 1. To reach the NLCS, plus 350. To win the NL East, plus 30. I'm on them all. Wheeler, Cy Young, 9 to 1. Nola, Cy Young, 21. I'm going to stay away from that. Over the wins, 89.5. Harper over 30.5 homers. Schwarber over 39.5 homers. Nola under 190.5 Ks. Wheeler over 187.5 Ks. Turner, stolen bases, 28.5. I go under. Castellanos, 120 to 1 to lead baseball in RBIs. Two I missed very quickly. The MVP market. Bryce Harper is 12 to 1. Turner, 22 to 1. I would avoid the Turner one. I don't believe he's going to get back to that level. Bryce at 12 to 1 is interesting. If you think he plays a lot, you think he goes over his home run total, you're bullish on everything around him, the team winning the division, and you think the Dodgers guys cancel each other out, 12 to 1 on Bryce is worth the look. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Good luck with your Phillies bets both day to day. We'll do Digger Tuesdays a lot on the pod and on the show. And of course, for the full season, we'll talk soon. 24 Phillies ball predictions to come before opening day. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.